We are back at it. Welcome back to another edition of the Pistols Firing Podcast. We have a lot going on this week. OSU still doesn't have a basketball coach, but Mike Holder, perhaps right now, has just wrapped up some interviews in his office. Joining me is Kyle Porter. Kyle, it's been kind of a crazy week already, hasn't it?
It has. I have not been faring well. I am not sleeping well. I'm not doing anything well other than been producing a lot of content. It's been good for the blog. But yeah, Doug Gottlieb just posted a photo on Twitter of his orange Porsche. Do you have an orange Porsche, Carson? Is that KOCO money over there?
No, I don't. I'm not orange to the bone like Doug. I've always said, like, when I go to games and I'll see a car that's like typically like OSU orange, there's a few up there on game day, I'm like, man, you really want people to know you're an OSU fan if you drive around an orange car. Like, I love orange and all that, but man, that's quite a statement to make with your car.
Yeah, it's definitely bold. We briefly touched on this on Monday when we talked to we talked to each other, and then we had Doug on for a little bit. But coaching searches are not fun. I mean, they're great for business, but I've just found myself like glued to Twitter, text. I mean, I've been communicating by every way possible except for like carrier pigeon, you know. So like, yeah. I'm ready to be done with it, and it doesn't sound like it's gonna get wrapped up anytime soon.
No, I'm with you. I've been kind of sick the last few days. I've been dealing with allergies, which I used to think people that had allergies were weak minded and soft, and I've been just laid up. So I've had a lot of time to call and text and tweet people that I know. So yeah. It's hard to get a lot of information. You know, what I've gathered is they obviously were nowhere near prepared right. for this situation, like at all. Right. Like Mike Holder was not joking when he said he was still digesting it or was blindsided by it. I think that's totally true, which makes this a very unique search. You know, like last year, obviously he knew Ford was gone. When he got rid of Sean Sutton, he knew that it was time to make a move. This one completely blindsided him. So I think he obviously is doing his due diligence first with the locals, meaning Doug, obviously, who we mentioned, and then all the assistants that I guess are still in town. I guess Brad Underwood just left his coaching staff in Stillwater on the way out.
Very, very strange.
That rarely happens, right? Don't most coaches bring their staffs with them, or at least partially?
Yeah, I mean,
that's kind of how I understand it.
Well, I don't know that we'll ever like figure out exactly what happened, but so one of the guys was with him at South Carolina under Frank Martin, and then he followed him to Stephen F. Austin, and now he's being interviewed for the Oklahoma State job while Brad Underwood has moved on to Illinois. It doesn't add up. It's really weird.
Yeah, like it. I think it speaks to just how sudden everything was. Like, I don't believe Brad Underwood in that Saturday is when he talked to Illinois. I think he had that going on all week. But to just leave all of your assistants there, and maybe he will hire them. I don't even know if he's assembled a staff yet. So maybe we're jumping the gun on the fact that he left them all in Stillwater.
Well, that's the thing. Illinois, I believe, is still playing in the NIT, I think. And so there's not – I don't know. I think that has to do with you can't hire or you don't want to hire during the – I don't know. It's a mess.
Yeah, but I do know, like, when they had staff issues with – or when they brought in Travis Ford, you know, a lot – like, it's not uncommon that people stay – from staffs. I remember Steve Middleton, I think, may have stayed, or maybe I'm thinking of somebody else, but there were a few guys on Ford's staff that were kind of carryovers from Sean. Obviously they brought back James Dickey, but no, I think they're interviewing the current local guys because they're right there. They don't have to fly anywhere. But I do think Mike Holder's about to go across the country somewhere to go interview some more coaches. I don't believe that if Doug wows him, he'll just call it good.
What's your feel for it right now? Because we've talked off the record to, I'm sure, a lot of different people, and it's hard to remember what's off the record and what's on the record. But
that's true.
What's your feel for it right now? Like, where do you think it ends up? Where do you think we're at a week from now, this time next Thursday, with the Oklahoma State coaching search? Is it over? Have they hired a big name? Like, what? Just give me a prediction.
Oh, I think they're going to hire someone next week. That's,
okay.
That's my maybe midweek, maybe even the beginning of the week. I think more midweek. But here's what I've gathered based on people I've talked to. I don't think OSU is shy in paying a coach.
I don't either.
I don't think that they're going to balk at 2.5, 2.7, 2.8, 2.9, even maybe even 3. I don't know.
How funny would that be?
Which, because you have to look at it, the Ford deal's done now.
Yeah.
They bought him out. They got a buyout from Underwood. They paid Underwood nothing last year. That dark rain cloud that has been raining on Mike Holder's head for the last however many years is gone. But I don't think they're going to balk at paying a big-time coach. The question is, for me, that I don't know, is who's willing to come and how much are they willing to come for? If you can get an Archie Miller for $2.5 million, you do it. Guy's proven winner, would be a home run. I think he would fit Stillwater. He's been at Dayton for a while. I think if you can get him, if you can get Buzz Williams at a decent rate, he's making about 3 right now. If you can get him at that, or maybe he'd be willing to take less. Virginia Tech is not a good coaching job. I think he went to Virginia Tech to get away from Marquette's administration. That's what I gathered. And they paid him, obviously. You're going to have to pay all these guys that are proven. You're going to have to pay. But I don't think that's something that Mike Holder is saying that he's painted himself into a corner with the Underwood situation. I can't pay anyone over a certain amount. I think if they can get the right guy, they'll do it. The question for me is, I don't know if they can get an Archie Miller. I don't know if they can pay Buzz Williams enough to get him to leave Virginia Tech. That's the unknown for me. If they can't get those guys, well, then you're down to the mid-major guys, the Jankovic guy from SMU. To me, those are from there on, I think you get a lot of yawns. I know people like Andy Enfield. He's overachieved at Florida Gulf Coast and USC. He's done a good job at both places. But I feel like he's being tied to the job just because his wife happens to be from Mustang. I think that's the only reason. Obviously, he's a good coach. I don't mean to say he couldn't do the job. I just feel like just because his wife's from Mustang, if she was from Montana, are we even having a discussion about Andy Enfield?
Yeah.
So with all that being said, if they can't get a home run guy like I just mentioned, you're down to the Steve Forbeses, the mid-major guys, the Mullers from Illinois State. Get out of here with that. Go hire Doug. For me, my main sticking point is those mid-major guys will always be there. There's always going to be some guy you can pluck from the mid-major level that may or may not do a great job that you can just pluck away strictly because of salary. And if you hire them and they kick ass, they're probably going to leave, are they not? It depends on what jobs come open. But Brian Keating said this time and time again. He's totally right. You don't hire someone just because they won't leave. Look at Tulsa basketball as his example that he always gives. It's perfect. They were hiring great coaches, Bill Self, Nolan Richardson, Tubby Smith, and they were winning big. They were a mid-major power.
Yeah.
And all these coaches kept leaving, and so they hired John Phillips because he's a Tulsa guy through and through. Well, that was a total disaster, and Tulsa basketball has never recovered since. So I'm not saying hire Doug just because, he would stay. But I just think from – if you're down to those mid-major guys, Kyle, that just doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Yeah. I
know I said a lot there. I was kind of on a rant.
No, it was great. I'm listening to my own podcast right now. I think here's the problem here. And I finally, after a week or however long it's been, I finally arrived at the actual problem for Mike Holder right now. His actual problem is that last year Oklahoma State basketball fans needed somebody they could hope in, right? They needed hope. They just went 10-20, 12-20, whatever they went the last year under Ford, 3-15 in the conference, just atrocious, just abominable. And so they needed hope, and Brad Underwood provided that. In a big way, and the Iba tree and the Midwestern, all that stuff was that was fine. That was icing on the cake. It was great, but what they got was hope on the basketball court. They got a team that was good, a team that actually felt like it could win an NCAA tournament game, even though they didn't. And so they got hope. Now they need somebody they can trust. And my fear is that if you hire somebody like you mentioned, a mid-major or a small-time guy that they've never heard of, no matter how you explain it, no matter what the press conference is like, all Oklahoma State fans are going to say is, Yeah, but when's he leaving? Like, I don't care how much he wins, when's he leaving? Now, there are multiple ways to gain that trust back. One of them is, of course, hiring Doug Gottlieb, but there are other ways too, and you mentioned, and that's making a big splash for a big time name and paying that guy. If you go get Buzz Williams and pay him $3.1 million, that's not great for your negotiations with Mike Gundy, but it is great for your basketball program, because now you can turn around to your fans and say, look, we paid this guy. He's awesome. You can trust it, and we can go from here. But I'm super interested to see how Mike Holder interprets, like, how much trust has been broken with Oklahoma State fans, because I think he's underestimating it if he goes and gets another Brad Underwood type guy, because I don't think Oklahoma State fans are going to come back for at least a year, if not two or three, even if they win.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. And the thing with Underwood, yeah, he was a mid-major coach, mind you, but his record was off the freaking charts. Like, remember his record? Like, he's still, like, the winningest active coach, and obviously he made major damage in March Madness. He was the hottest name in coaching. So I think that got people to buy in right away. Then he waxed poetic about playing for Jack Hartman and how he's an IBA grandkid and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just think people will be rolling their eyes if they hire Illinois State's coach. And they're asked also too, another factor in this, Kyle, you and I don't think about this because we don't buy season tickets. Like, the season tickets are not cheap. Like, Mike Holder's asking people to, like, get excited about something. And I'm not saying you just hire a fun name like Doug just to get people excited, but if you expect people to show up and drive to Stillwater and pay the money he's asking for ticket prices and everything else, like, I don't think you can just hire the mid-major coach. I think you got to either make a splash with a guy people have heard of, a guy that will win big. I mean, we both can agree, Kyle, winning is the most important thing. Like, yeah, obviously,
it is.
We love the Underwood press conference and all that, but he showed signs of winning.
It is, but don't you think even if they bring in somebody that wins after two or three years, like, fans will still be a little bit jaded by all this?
I don't know. It depends on how much they win. I mean, how fired up are people this year? They're pretty fired up.
But that
finished 9-9 in conference.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But I feel like this time they just got burned so badly. Like, it was just such a burn, you know,
oh, no doubt.
Like the KD thing, but it's different in that with the Thunder, you still have I guess it could be different. Like, I guess you could just say, well, that was all on Underwood, but it just feels a little more dicey this time around. I don't know. It just feels a little like there's a little bit of trust loss amongst OSU fans.
No, that's totally true. And it also, I think it adds to it, the trust issue, when you see alums winning big at the other sports, Mike Gundy, John Smith, Josh Holiday, that almost instills a reason or a level of trust issues with other coaches that aren't from the school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those guys have been here a while. They've been here a long time for John Smith and Mike Gundy, and Holiday, I think, will be here as long as he wants to be. So that adds to it for sure. And again, I'm not a component. The thing with Gottlieb, like, yes, you know, Bill Haston texted me today. He wanted me to put something in 30 words or less, make a case for Doug in the paper on Friday, basically. And my 30 words were, do you want me to read it out for you? Let me see. I can't sum it up in one word, but, you know, he basically was saying, he texted me and a few other guys in the media who went to school at Oklahoma State. And he asked me in 30 words to say if Doug's a legit candidate and why he would be. And I said, here's what I texted him. I said, is everything okay in there in the shed?
Well, my daughter tried to come in.
Okay. So, I don't know if that was a ghost opening the door.
Sorry, but it's like
a horror scene.
It's like the hotel in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's a Skirvin. I said, yes, he's an alum who played point guard, sure. That's how he gets his foot in the door. But he walks through the doorway because of his recruiting connections, his coaching lineage, and his understanding of the job in Stillwater. Like, that's it. Like, yes, he's an analyst. Yes, he played point guard. Yes, he would not be getting an interview if he didn't go to school there. But that's just, like, the beginning of it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The rest of it is why he would be a viable coaching candidate for me, which we've been over a ton of times, I know. It's just, I feel like people, he is divisive, man.
Yeah.
I get, I've got people questioning my integrity on Twitter and stuff with this. Just because I think Doug would do a good job as a head basketball coach. People are questioning if I'm running a propaganda scheme in favor of Doug. Like, people act like Doug, like, has some sort of leverage on me and is making me do this. Like, making me have a positive opinion about him. Sure, has he come on our podcast? Yeah. Has he done an interview with me for Channel 5? Of course. Like, that's awesome that he did. But that doesn't change my opinion on if he can coach basketball or not. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying. I got called out on Twitter multiple times this week. Said he was a guy off the streets.
Your response to that was pure gold, by the way.
Yeah, I just tweeted back a picture of Hoiberg cutting down the nets at the Big 12 tournament for the second year in a row. So I found another guy off the streets. But there was somebody else who said, you know, like, I'm concerned about all the media that are propping up. It's like, whatever, like, you know, like, we're having fun with this, and it doesn't mean that you're not asking good questions and that you can't be critical. Like, there are flaws, a lot of flaws that we pointed out with Galloway. Like, it's, I don't know. It's,
do you want me to make a prediction now? I don't think I did earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they hire a name coach from, not necessarily Power Five, but one we know, for about $2.5 to $3 million. I think that's what they're gonna do. I'm dubious whether Mike Holder can select Doug to be the head coach. Part of me wonders if all these local interviews are courtesy.
Wouldn't you like to be in that room though? Would you like to be in the room when Gottlieb barricades the door and says, I'm holding everyone in here hostage until I get the job?
Did you see my tweet about Holder pouring a cup of coffee in his?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, I could see Mike, you know, like, being all casual, like, hey, Doug, come on in. Let me pour a cup of coffee real quick. And Doug just slams the door without sitting, says, put that coffee down. Let's talk business.
The funniest thing I've seen all week, and we need to get to our guest here in a second, but OKC Dave texted me, just the best text I've gotten all week, the funniest anyway, and said that Mike Holder should fund the new baseball stadium by selling a live stream of the Doug Gottlieb interview.
Oh, my God.
I just died when I saw it. It's such a perfect, like, great, hilarious idea. And it would work.
As public as Doug has been, like, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, really.
He's on the radio right now as we're taping this podcast on the Sports Animal.
Well, we're about to call somebody else who is who's against having Doug Gottlieb as the coach, which is good.
Good to have dissension.
Yeah,
you don't want a bunch of people patting you on the back saying we're all right.
Yeah, it's time for the Coop Ale Works guest of the week. Coop Ale Works, bring great tasting craft beer in Oklahoma City. Try the flagship F5 IPA, the bold DNR Belgian Strong Ale, or the refreshing Horny Toad Blonde. For your next watch party, tailgate, or get together with friends, enjoy a cold Coop Ale Works, and please remember to drink responsibly. We're going to call Kyle Boone, who I don't know if he's slept since March started.
he's got the tournament tonight.
Yeah, he does. Some good ones tonight. So, yeah, we're going to call him and see what he's up to and see who he thinks is going to be the 20th. Kyle Boone.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Nothing. Trying to figure out how I can listen to Sports Animal online.
Apparently Doug's on there right now. So,
what have you slept since March started?
Yeah, I slept the last 2 days. Like, the first opening weekend of the tournament was pretty insane. I didn't sleep much, but it was totally fun. Now we have 16 teams, so it's going to be a little bit slower this weekend, I hope.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun. We were just sitting here talking about, obviously, you know, not spring football, but the Oklahoma State job, basketball job, and just who we think is going to be the next coach. The thing we were talking about is 1 week from today – next Thursday, what's your prediction for the type of person or even, like, pick a person that Oklahoma State's going to hire?
If I were to guess right now, I would guess Archie Miller.
Wow.
From Dayton. That would be my guess.
Whoa. Why would you guess that? Why would he leave Dayton to go to Oklahoma State, I guess, is my question.
Well, I think Oklahoma State could offer him a raise. I think that would probably obviously be the biggest thing. The move from the Atlantic 10 to the Big 12 would be a huge jump. I think every year he's had to fight his way into the tournament. And moving to a conference like the Big 12, he would be able to – I mean, he's basically finished first in the A-10 like three of the last 4 years. But he could finish sixth in the Big 12 and squeeze into the tournament pretty easily. So I think expectations would be probably less. So, I mean, he could make it to the tournament every year. I don't know. I think money talks, too. I think that's probably the most important thing.
Well, I was just telling Porter, like, from what I've gathered is, like, I think people are questioning whether Mike Holder's willing to pay up to get a really good coach. I don't think that's an issue at all, considering the Travis Ford things behind them now with the Underwood buyout and everything. I think Archie Miller would be a home run, and I don't think they're shy about paying money. So that would be a home run, don't you think, Porter?
Yeah, I think it would be, except for the fact that you pointed out he kind of looks like Travis Ford, which might just send people like just out of their minds. I'm trying to figure out how much he makes. It's got to be pretty good.
I think he makes around $2 million, I think. I think his listed salary is somewhere around $700,000, but I think Dayton's like a private institution. So I think he's got a lot of bonus incentives and stuff. But I've read somewhere around $2 million.
Well, then that's certainly doable. It's just a matter of – I think what's going to be super interesting if you are intrigued by Oklahoma State is – Who can they get? Like, how good of a program really is Oklahoma State? You know, like, is Archie Miller waiting to go to like a Indiana, or I mean, not even that good, but like a who? I don't know. I don't know.
Ohio State. Yeah. Where he's an assistant.
Yeah, Ohio State. That's a really good one because they've had a couple bad years in a row. And Thad Matta might be on the hot seat. So I don't know. I don't know if Archie Miller would come even for $3 million. Maybe he would.
I don't know what he's waiting on, I guess, would be my only question, is because the NC State job just opened. Obviously, it's already been filled, but that's his alma mater, and I guarantee you NC State gave him a call, and I would assume he said he's not interested. So would you think that NC State is below Oklahoma State as far as, you know, prominence nationally, or – because that'll tell you probably straight up whether or not Archie's even interested in Oklahoma State job, I think.
I would say they're equivalent. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they're about the same, and that gives me reason to pause and say, wait a second, Archie Miller is going to come to Oklahoma State. Like, why wouldn't he want to go coach his alma mater? Now, he has been kind of the Midwest for a long time. But no, I think NC State and Oklahoma State are very similar jobs. OSU's had more success lately, but I mean, NC State had made the Sweet 16 in 2015 and 2012, so I don't know. I question whether Archie Miller would come to OSU or not, but I think that would be number one target worthy, Archie Miller. The guy's a proven winner. That would be a home run for Mike Holder. I have no doubt about it. Now, can he get him or not? What are some of the other candidates, Boone, that you think OSU could pay to get?
Well, outside of Archie, I think probably the next best fit, or at least who I think would be the best fit. I'm not gonna mention Gottlieb. He's on the list. I don't know where he would be in my eyes, but I think Buzz Williams is the guy that you probably have to call next.
Yeah, I would love that.
Out of Virginia Tech, I would love it too. He's from the West. He's from Texas. And I think there's a reason that his name kind of keeps getting brought up when the OSU job comes open. I think he's interested in moving back, closer to home. And I think that would be a massive hire. He's done really well at Virginia Tech, given kind of what he's had to work with at Virginia Tech and taking him to the tournament this year. And I think that would be a slam dunk hire, I think.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
He went to school at OCU in Oklahoma City, so he obviously has a tie to Oklahoma. I know he was interested in the Texas job when it came open. You know, you mentioned he's from Texas. He would have a lot of recruiting ties just throughout this region. So that would be interesting, but he makes $3 million. Would he be willing to take a little less? Because from everything I understand, Virginia Tech is not a good job. I think their gym is like high schoolish from what I got a text from some guy that said that Virginia, he compared Virginia Tech's gym to Edmond North High School, which I'm going to get, I'm going to get flooded with tweets probably, but
I said, so is Duke's gym. They're like a high school gym, but I wouldn't call Duke a high school program either.
It's 10,000 seats, 10,000. That's a little bigger than Edmond North.
Virginia Tech is?
Yeah,
that's big. That's like really big.
It looks like Biodome. Remember that movie?
It does look like, the only time you ever see Virginia Tech is when they're actually playing Duke.
And
so,
and they beat them this year.
Yeah. And it seems like they beat them like every other year. And every time their court is on, I'm like, is this a college game? Like it does kind of look like a glorified high school game. We were running into a little bit of a time crunch here. So I'm going to go to we're going to hear from our sponsor, Chris's University Spirit, one more time. And then we'll come back and wrap up with Boone. So let's hear from Chris's. Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma is proud to be your one-stop Cowboys shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of this podcast, Pistols Firing. They specialize in custom-printed Oklahoma State apparel and merchandise and pride themselves on their excellent customer service. They also offer a full line of custom Greek apparel and can even outfit your Little League team head-to-toe. They're located at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And be sure to shop online at chrisuniversityspirit.com. Shop Stilly, shop Chris's University Spirit. Okay, Boone. Sorry, there's a lot going on right now. Give me your, in 30 seconds, give me your anti-Doug Gottlieb take, because I feel like you've been really just kind of realistic about everything, and not like all the people who kind of irk me are the ones who are just all the way out, just at the, just they hear the, you know, you start to say the name Doug and they're just like, no, like I'm out. But I want to hear your, like, in 30 seconds, like just why you're out on Doug Gottlieb being the head coach.
Well, I think one, I'm hesitant to jump on board just because everyone else is jumping on board. But I think the no coaching experience thing maybe irks me a little bit. And I think that was Holder's stance last year was, you know, he doesn't have any coaching experience. And I have to wonder if anyone's going to change over a year, I don't think it's going to be Holder. So I don't think Holder's stance has changed on Gottlieb today. He had an interview, obviously. I don't think that's going to change, but I think that's the main thing is the coaching experience. He has ties in recruiting, he knows a bunch of people. He knows coaches. I think he could be a good recruiter, but it's just an unknown to me. And I'm not totally opposed to it. Like, if he was hired today, I'd be all in. But I think it's going to take maybe some convincing. And if he were hired, I'd be okay with it. But I think that's just a little bit of a risk. And I think OSU could get more of a sure thing somewhere else.
Carson.
Was I supposed to argue with him there or what? I think that's a rational take, and I think I agree with him in that. Like, I'm not like I look back to last year. Like, this is so much deja vu for me, right? I was just kind of zoned out thinking about last year because Kyle and I, Porter and I, were so in on Doug that we didn't even really consider Brad Underwood until he was really hired until we figured he was gonna get hired, and Kyle and I were both wrong. I thought Brad Underwood was a hell of a hire. Like, obviously he knows how to coach, has done it, so that gives me pause for just being, you know, I'm not all in on Doug and no one else. If you can go get an Archie Miller, yes.
Heck,
if you can go get a Buzz Williams, yes.
Bring me Buzz Williams.
If we don't get, if OSU doesn't get either of those two guys, and you're down to the Andy Enfields,
Carson.
There's not a lot of guys I'm interested in. I think that's the thing. Is Archie Miller, Buzz Williams, I think, are home runs. Tom Crean is a maybe for me, but I'm not interested in Andy Enfield. I'm not interested in Dan Moeller. Jankovic doesn't really do anything for me. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I think the top tier of candidates right now with Buzz and Archie and, you know, I guess you got to give Bill Self a call. I hate to even mention his name, but I mean, I guess you have to shake the tree and see what happens. But guys like that, those are pipe dreams, I think. But I think Gottlieb is certainly on that list somewhere.
Yeah, that's where I stand, Porter, real quick, is just if you don't get those upper echelon guys I just mentioned, what do you do? That's when I go for – that's when I hire Doug.
Yeah, and I it's going to be – I wish – it's going to be so interesting because, like, I sort of don't know or don't – I don't know – I don't feel like they're going to be able to get those guys. Like, I don't think you're going to be able to get a Buzz Williams or an Archie Miller. And I just worry that they're going to go and get the Eastern Tennessee State, the Illinois State guy, and then what? You know, like, then what happens?
Sign up for tickets.
Yeah, like, it's
your donation
just
doubled.
I don't know. I think there's a scenario in which Holder could talk himself into Gottlieb, but he might have to have a few, like, Coop Aleworks before he does it.
Yeah, I think he has to get down. I think he has to get down the list a little bit. I think these interviews locally are, I don't want to say courtesy because that would be a, kind of a slap in the face to Doug. But I do think that, you know, they hired a search firm for a reason. They're gonna go search because they know what Doug has to offer and they got to hear it firsthand today.
Yeah. Okay. Any final thoughts, Boone? Who's gonna win it all?
Duke's gonna win it all, no doubt. Oh wait, I guess they're out. Let's see. No, they totally screwed up my bracket, man. I buy in every year, and they always blow me up. But I picked North Carolina. I'm sticking with North Carolina.
Yeah,
they're gonna win it all.
That's who I've got as well.
Yep.
Carson, you got any other thoughts or any other questions for Boone regarding the coaching search?
Have you tracked down an orange Porsche yet? No whereabouts. No.
I thought about ditching my computer, just making a haul to Stillwater, see if I could find it, but I'm still in Tulsa.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I think one last question for Boone. When do you think they hire a coach?
I think next week, before the NCAA tournament's over.
Yeah. You almost have to. Although
you let it go on too long, like your players are going to start to wonder, like your recruits are going to start wavering. I think that it has to be done pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, it'll be interesting. Boone, we've appreciated all your work on the site, been reading it. CBS Sports, you're all over the internet these days. So yeah, keep it up and enjoy the Sweet 16.
You betcha. All right. See you guys.
Talk to you later. Okay, Carson, any final thoughts before I've got a radio hit I got to do here in a few minutes, but do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up?
For golf or OSU basketball is your radio hit?
I'm going on an Iowa State radio show to talk Hoiberg-Gottlieb comparisons.
Oh, sign me up.
Yeah, so Chris Williams of Cyclone Fanatic was kind enough to kind of do a back and forth with me about just what Iowa State fans were feeling when they hired Hoiberg. And he said on his radio show, people called in the day he was hired and said, "This is insane. What are we doing?" And I said, "Oh, really? Tell me more." And yeah. So we did a back and forth, and I agreed to go on his show to kind of chat about it. So good dude. And it was, people should check that out because I think people who are fearful of the Gottlieb experiment, your fears will be assuaged a little by reading what it was like from an Iowa State perspective.
Well, and your fear for OSU fans, it took a couple flameouts to get to Hoiberg. Wayne Morgan, Greg McDermott, who was the coach at Northern Iowa, mid-major guy. That sound familiar right now? it took a few mid-major flameouts to get to Hoiberg, and that would be my fear that they don't hire Doug. OSU's going to be in that mode where they hire a couple guys that fail, that have no connections, that eventually leads them to their Hoiberg. But that's the thing. People have zero comebacks for the Hoiberg-Doug comparison. Get out of here with NBA front office experience. That has nothing to do with recruiting high school kids. So that'll be interesting to listen to. I can't wait, and I can't wait to see where this heads because yeah. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. It will be. Mike Holder's a guy who somebody said this on Twitter. He doesn't lose a lot. You know, he's not used to losing. And I think he's going to nail this one. He's only made really one bad hire, and it was a really, really, really bad one, but he's been great otherwise. So we'll see what happens, and we will be back to chat again next week.
Yep, I'll keep my ear to the ground. You do the same. We should have some good stuff next week.
Okay, talk to you later, Carson.
See ya.